Mr. Gonzalez turned the lights on in the small office and lit the gas heater beside his desk. In the 20 years that he had been working for Levy Pants, he had always been the first person to arrive each morning.
"It was still dark when I got here this morning,"
Mr. Gonzalez would say to Mr. Levy on those rare occasions when Mr. Levy was forced to visit Levy Pants.
"You must be leaving home too early,"
Mr. Levy would say.
"I was standing out on the steps of the office this morning talking to the milkman."
"Oh, shut up, Gonzalez. Did you get my plane ticket to Chicago for the Bears game with the Packers?"
"I had the office all warm by the time everybody else came in for work."
"You're burning up my gas. Sit in the cold. It's good for you."
"I did 2 pages in the ledger this morning when I was in here all by myself. Look, I caught a rat near the water cooler. He didn't think anybody was around yet, and I hit him with a paperweight."
"Get that damned rat away from me. The place depresses me enough. Get on the phone and make my hotel reservations for the Derby."
But the criteria at Levy Pants were very low. Promptness was sufficient excuse for promotion. Mr. Gonzalez became the office manager and took control of the few dispirited clerks under him. He could never really remember the names of his clerks and typists. They seemed at times to come and go almost daily, with the exception of Miss Trixie, the octogenarian assistant accountant, who had been copying figures inaccurately into the Levy ledgers for almost half a century. She even wore her green celluloid visor on her way to and from work, a gesture that Mr. Gonzalez interpreted as a symbol of loyalty to Levy Pants. On Sunday, she sometimes wore the visor to church, mistaking it for a hat. She had even worn it to her brother's funeral, where it was ripped from her head by her more alert and slightly younger sister-in-law. Mrs. Levy, though, had issued orders that Miss Trixie was to be retained, no matter what. Mr. Gonzalez rubbed a rag over his desk and thought, as he did every morning at this time when the office was still chilly and deserted and the wharf rats played frenetic games among themselves within the walls, about the happiness that his association with Levy Pants had brought him. On the river, the freighters gliding through the lifting mist bellowed at one another, the sound of their deep fog horns echoing among the rusting file cabinets in the office. Beside him, the little heater popped and cracked as its parts grew warmer and expanded. He listened unconsciously to all the sounds that had begun his day for 20 years and lit the first of the 10 cigarettes that he smoked every day. When he had smoked the cigarette down to its filter, he put it out and emptied the ashtray into the wastebasket. He always liked to impress Mr. Levy with the cleanliness of his desk. Next to his desk was Miss Trixie's roll-top desk. Old newspapers filled every half-open drawer. Among the little spherical formations of lint under the desk, a piece of cardboard had been wedged under one corner to make the desk level. In place of Miss Trixie, a brown paper bag filled with old pieces of material and a ball of twine occupied the chair. Cigarette butts spilled out of the ashtray on the desk. This was a mystery which Mr. Gonzalez had never been able to solve, for Miss Trixie did not smoke. He had questioned her about this several times, but had never received a coherent answer. There was something magnetic about Miss Trixie's area. It attracted whatever refuse there was in the office, and whenever pens, eyeglasses, purses, or cigarette lighters were missing, they could usually be found somewhere in her desk. Miss Trixie also hoarded all of the telephone books, which were stored in some cluttered drawer in her desk.